Okay, let's get going. So we saw the Gemara last time, where the Gemara left off with a kasha, because it seems to be apparent that if you daven Maariv and you do not say Havdalah, then you have to repeat Shmona Esra for reasons that we explained last time. And the Gemara then asks, but we have a Braisa that says the exact opposite, because the Braisa says that if you forget Mashiv HaRuach, you have to go back. If you forget the same Talamata, you have to go back. But if you forget Havdalah, you do not need to go back. That's an absolute steerer to what seems to be apparent in the Braisa, that if you get Havdalah, then you do have to go back. That's the kasha, that's the steerer. And we explained last time with the Rashi and the Bach, if everybody heard the recording, that where exactly we see that in the Gemara. So we have to learn a Tosfos over here. But before we see the Tosfos, there is some unfinished business. Because if you look at the Maariv Mekoymos sheets, sheet number one, let's have a look at numbers 1, 2, 3, and maybe the Shulchan Aruch as well. The Rambam tells us in the third parak of Hilchas Tefillah, Halacha Ches, Tes, and Yud as follows. Halacha Ches. Kol mi, this is number one on the sheets, Kol mi sha'ovar olov zman tefillah. Anybody who the zman of tefillah passed him, v'loi hispalel b'meizid, if it was b'meizid, ein loi takona v'einoi mishalim. There is no way you can rectify that. There's no fix, because the Gemara clearly said that if it was done b'meizid, then there's nothing you could do about it. But if it was b'shoigeg, oy shahoya onus, if it was an accident or unforeseen circumstances, oy torod, he was so preoccupied with something else, and for that reason he didn't daven, it wasn't just negligence on his part, then m'shalem oysa tefillah. Then he would be m'shalem that tefillah. Note, the Rambam doesn't say, which is, by the way, reflecting the Lashon of the Gemara, it's not an option to do tashlumin, it's mandatory. He doesn't say, if you would so desire, then you may do tashlumin. No, m'shalem, one does. That's exactly what you have to do. M'shalem oysa tefillah. You pay back, as it were, that tefillah. Bizman tefillah hasmucha lo. At the time of the tefillah, which is closest to it. What does that mean, the zman tefillah smucha lo? Like we saw, if you forget Shacharis and you do two Minchas, if you forget Mincha, you do two Maarivs, if you forget Maariv, you do two Shacharisim. Umakdim tefillah shebizmano. First, you give precedence to the tefillah, which is the correct time. And only then, v'achareho, and afterwards, mespalel es ha-tashlumin, you then go and daven the tashlumin, but not the tashlumin first. So far, we would say no real chidushim, pretty much everything we saw already. Halacha tes, ketzad, how so? That was the general rule, and now come the details. To'o v'loi hispalel shachris. If he made a mistake, meaning it was a shoigeg or an oines, and he did not daven shachris, v'ovar chatzi hayoim, and half the day has gone past. Why half the day? Because you can daven shachris until chatzois. That was the very opening Mishnah. Tefillas ha-shachar ad chatzois. Rabbi Yehuda says ad dalet shoyis, but the Tanna Kamma says chatzi hayoim, and the Rambam is clearly pasking like that. So once that went past, then you've missed shachris, yispalel mincha shtayim. In which case, you will do two minchas. Rishoino tefillas mincha. The first one would be mincha. Why? Because, as we said before, the tefillah bizmano always comes first. Vahashniya would be the tashlumei shachris. Aloch example number one. To'o v'lo yispalel mincha ad sheshoka hachamo, until shkias hachamo, yispalel arvis shtayim. Rishoino arvis, v'shniya tashlumei mincha. To'o v'lo yispalel arvis ad sheolo amud hashacha, mispalel shachris shtayim. Rishoino shachris, v'hashniya tashlumei arvis. So, l'chayra, again, no real chidushim, everything we've learned already. Now, Halacha yud tov loy hispalel loy tfilazu v'loy tfilah hasmucha la. This we saw in Tosfos. If you didn't daven a particular tefillah, neither did you daven the tefillah immediately afterwards, einoy mishalem elo achroino bilvad, then you can only do payback on the last tefillah. Ketzad, how so? Tov loy yispalel loy shachris v'loy mincha. If you didn't daven shacharis or mincha, then mispalel arvis shtayim. So then he will be mispalel two marivs, but he will not do tashlumin for shacharis. He missed the boat. Rishoino arvis v'achroino tashlumin mincha. Avol shacharis Ein lo tashlumin, but shacharis will not have any tashlumin shekva over zmano, because the zman has completely been over. V'chein b'shar tefillos, and so too with all other tefillos. The Rambam doesn't feel necessary to give you all the examples all over again. So if you miss out tefillah number one and also tefillah number two,
even if you're a double onus.
Then you will only have tashlumin when it comes to tefillah number three of tefillah number two. But tefillah number one is too late, you've missed it. There is a little diuk to be made over here, l'choira. When the Rambam writes over here on the last line, shachris ein lo tashlumin. Shachris does not have tashlumin. Why? Shekvar Ovar Zmano. What does that mean, Shekvar Ovar Zmano? Which Zman?
Zman, the opportunity to make Tashlumin on
it. So that's a big Chiddush. Shekvar Ovar Zmano, you're saying, doesn't mean the Zman of Shachris. The Zman of Shachris passed in the morning. You mean the Zman of the Tashlumin has passed. If you remember, the Gemara called Tashlumin, you get schar for tefillah, but not for tefillah bizmano. Meaning, we must not make a mistake over here. If you don't daven shachris and you can do two minchas, it's not that the afternoon is the zman of shachris b'dievet.
This is the way the Gemara put it.
The Gemara said it's not tefillah bizmano. It's tefillah, but it's not tefillah bizmano. If we were to be asked, when is the zman for shachris, the answer is morning and morning only. The zman for shachris is not lachatchila in the morning and b'dieved in the afternoon. No, it's lachatchila in the morning and b'dieved in the morning. There's a new halacha, brand new institution called tashlum. But the reason why you can daven, as it were, the catch-up for shachris in the afternoon is not because b'dieved we will consider that the zman of shachris. No, absolutely not. The zman of shachris passed this morning. So when the Rambam over here says shekvar ovar zmano, you're telling me that means ovar zman of the tashlumin. However, look at the Ravid. The Ravid always has hasogos, meaning he always has notes to disagree with the Rambam. And number two on the sheets, and he writes, Ta'a v'loi hispalel loi tfilazu. Kosav ha-Ravid. Aleph Aleph always stands for Omar Avraham. That's the way he always begins his notes. The Ravid was Rav Avraham. That was his first name, so therefore Aleph Aleph Omar Avraham. Avraham says the following. Ro'isi bedaitoi. I saw in his opinion She'enoi mishaleim ta'us, that you will not pay back for a mistake you made, i.e. by missing out tefillah, elo besamuchloi. Only the tefillah closest to it. And therefore, Omar, that's why he said, who's he? That's why the Rambam said that Shachris, once you get past the Zman of Mincha, Ein lo tashlumim shekvar ovar zmano, because the time has already gone past. That is all basically a quote of the Rambam. Says the Raivet, I'm sorry to tell you, the Da'as Yechidis Hi Zu. What does that mean, the Da'as Yechidis?
One.
It's a lone opinion. I'm sorry to tell you, says the Raivet, the Rambam's opinion is not unanimously accepted. His is a lone opinion. Tosis also said it, correct? But the Rambam certainly is not quoting a Tosis. But says the Raivet, it's your prerogative to express that opinion, but you should know that is not the general consensus. Mipnei shero'o ha'inyan. Because he saw, who's he? The Rambam saw ha'inyan, the matter that we're discussing, bismuchin. What does it mean, bismuchin? He always saw that the examples given by the Gemara are always when you daven next to the original davening. Mishachris, lemincha, mimincha, lamarev, omiarvis, leshachris. So I understand where the Rambam's coming from, but it's not a proof to the Rambam. The Rambam saw that all the examples that the Gemara gave are always smuchim. The Gemara doesn't say if you missed out Shachris and you could do two marivs that night. It doesn't say that. It says you could do two minchas. It's a mincha, two marivs. It's a mariv, two Shachris. So that's what it means. Ro'o, he saw that everything is smuchim. All the examples given by the Gemara, or when you're catching up immediately afterwards. However, va'ani, I, however, hold ein li lohayreis bo. I wouldn't pasken in this loy issa v'loy heta. I'm not saying you must. I'm not saying it's asa. Ve'im rotza lahashlim yashlim. And if you want to, you can. So I'm not saying it's an issa to do it. I'm not saying you have to do it. But I disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam clearly says you're not allowed to do it. And I understand where he's coming from, but I don't see that necessarily as a conclusive proof. And therefore I say, if you really want to do extra catch-up, meaning you missed out Shachris and Mincha, Kamariv, what will the Rav allow you to do? Three. How many davenings?
Three.
Three.
Then why do you say below hat there? He's like saying you can do it.
Oh, he said below hat there.
Yeah. You're right, it's a good shayla. You should have said, I don't see an issa or a chiyuv, but if you want, you can. Okay. Aval, ani oimer. But what I do, however, say is, im nizkar. If you remembered besmuchalo, if you remembered mincha time that you haven't done shachris, and yet, veloy hishlim tousoy. And yet you didn't fix up your mistake then, even though you actually remembered mincha time, that you didn't do shachris. And if afterwards, v'roitze lahashlim, if he then wants to be mashlim, b'muflogois, what does that mean, b'muflogois? Far off. What does it mean, far off?
Mariv.
Mariv. Then I won't allow you. Einoi mashlim. Why not? So even though essentially, says the Ravid, I do allow tashlumin for shachris at Maariv time, that's only providing you never remembered mincha time. So you forgot shachris, you forgot mincha. But if I remembered mincha time and I could not be bothered to do tashlumin, then once again you're back to mezid. And everybody agrees that's a mefurash gemara. If you mevatel b'mezid, then there's no tashlum. Now, this is a little bit of a chiddush. Why is it a little bit of a chiddush?
Because the Rambam already said the part that the Mason and the show gig. You're just extending that principle.
To
the next davening.
To the Tashlumin. In other words, we said before that it's Mufurish Gemara. Strictly speaking, that's not quite true. Why? Because when the Gemara says that B'mezid you don't get Tashlumin, that's talking about when B'mezid you missed out the original Tefillah. Here we're talking about B'mezid you missed out
Tashlumin.
The Tashlumin. That's the Chiddush of the Rebbe. That's what I meant to say. It's a little bit of a Chiddush. Maybe in theory there'll be room to distinguish, but the Rebbe does not distinguish. The Rebbe says that if you deliberately do not do the Tashlumin, then that's called you did not daven b'mezid and you've lost your catch-up. So for the reason why at night I will not allow you to do Tashlumin of Shachris is not because it's too far removed. I allow even muflogos even when it's removed. However, it's only in condition that you remain b'shogeg. But if you remembered and you could not be bothered to daven, then that will not apply. So what would be in the following scenario? He didn't daven Shachris at all. He did daven Mincha in the afternoon, but he forgot to do catch-up for Shachris. So what would be for Mariv?
According to the Rebbe, he could do two makers.
So if it was b'shogeg, meaning he didn't remember that he forgot Shachris, he just completely clean forgot. So then come Mariv, you could do Mariv and then the catch-up for Shachris. Whereas if you remembered in the afternoon that I haven't done Shachris and I'm supposed to do a second Mincha and I couldn't be bothered, you couldn't be bothered. That's a different story. If you couldn't be bothered to do it, then come Mariv, you will not get catch-up for Shachris. Says the Ravid in conclusion, Oid Nireli, furthermore, it would appear to me, Shekol Elu Hatashlumim Sha'omru, all of these tashlumin that we've discussed, whether it's the next tefillah or two tefillahs down the line, Einom Elo Im Hatfillah Ho'acheres Sheboo Bizmano. It has to go with another davening. It doesn't have to be, as the Rebbe has already explained, the next davening. It can be two away, it can be more, it may be five away. But you cannot do tashlumin out the blue. It's always got to be at the back of a tefillah bizmano. Hoyil v'sha'as tefillah hi. Very important words. Hoyil v'sha'as tefillah hi. Since it is at the end of the day, the zman of tefillah. So, tashlumin. We're being taught a very big chiddush over here. We already saw in the Gemara, as we mentioned before, that when you do tashlumin, that's not considered tefillah bizmano. Even if it's the next tefillah, never mind two or three away. If it's not considered tefillah bizmano, you cannot just at will decide to get up from your couch in the middle of the afternoon and to do tashlumin for Shachris. Says the Ravid, it's always got to be together with a tefillah bizmano. What does that mean, together with tefillah bizmano? If you're davening mincha anyway, and this is the correct time for mincha, then you can add in, at the end, your catch-up for Shachris. Or according to the Ravid, even if you're davening Mariv at night, you could do your catch-up, whether it be for Mincha or even for Shachris from the morning, but as long as it is with Tfilah Ho'acheres. So, how many Chidushim did the Rebbe tell us in this piece? How many Halachas did he teach us? No?
At least two. Maybe more.
I would say he taught us three halachas. Halacha number one, he disagreed with the Rambam. The Rambam says you can only do catch up the next tefillah, and he says no, you can even do it further down the line. Halacha number two, That's only if you forgot, but if you remember, then you still didn't do Tashlum, and then you cannot do Tashlumin after, because that's called Mezid. And number three, whenever you do Tashlumin, in all cases, it's always got to be together with the Tefillah Bizmano, but not just freestanding. Now, if you have a look at number three on the sheets, which is Rabbeinu Yoina on the Rif. Rabbeinu Yoina on the Rif in Brochus is a very, very big Chashav Rishon. He's always a Chashav Rishon, but particularly in Brochus, he features very heavily. Says Rabbeinu Yoina on the Rif, Ta'o v'lo yisbalel mincha, yisbalel tfilas arvishtayim v'oimrim rabbonei tsarfas. What's tsarfas?
France.
The Rabbonim of France say the Dafka Keshetoo Veshochach Tfilah Achas. We saw this in Tosis and we saw it in the Rambam as well. That's only when you forgot one Tfilah. Then, Yesh Lo Tashlumin. Aval Im To'o V'lo Yispalel Arvis V'Mincham. And I'm sorry to tell you, Einay Mispalel Shloisha. You won't in the morning daven Shachris and then also catch up for Mincha and for Maariv three altogether. Rather, Eloshtaim. What will they be? Achas Shel Shachris, Vachas Shel Arvis. She'ein Atashlumin Mo'ilin, because Tashlumin does not help. Elo Letfila Achas Bilvad. It only helps for one Tfila. That's a quote of Rabboni Tsarfas, by the way, who is that a reference to? Tosus. Tosus was authored by the Rabbonim in France. However, the Yesh Mefarashim, there are some, however, who explain, who is the some?
The Ravid.
The Ravid. Sha'afilu lo yispalel tfilois harbe. That even if you missed out several tefillahs, not just one. Lekulan yesh lahen tashlumin. They all have tashlumin. If you missed out two tefillahs, you could do two catch-ups. Not like the Rabboni Tzarefas, which is also the Rambam.
Without limit here?
Yeah. Yep. Look what he says now. Veheimo imrim, and they say, therefore, Shemi shehoyo tofus. If somebody was, what does tofus mean? Tofus literally means to be grabbed or caught, imprisoned.
Oh, I don't know. Right. Yeah, because it says later on. When he comes out.
If somebody was imprisoned, or he was sick and he was unable to daven, when eventually he gets out of jail, or when he heals, she is spalel. Kol hatfilois shehifsid. Can you imagine? If he was there for a week, when he comes out, for some reason he couldn't daven there, 21 tefillahs at the end of the week.
See, optional. Not, or is he saying it?
No, it sounds like you should. Although you're right, that we did see in the Ravid, the Lashon of the Ravid was, that it sounds like it's optional. Imrotza, if you want it. I'm sorry to say, says Rabbeinu Yoina, Ve'ein das moiri harav noiche bozeh. The opinion of my Rebbe is not noiche. What does noiche mean? He's not comfortable with that. In other words, he's not at ease with that. Doesn't agree. Rather, who does he agree with? Rather, the correct opinion is that of the Chachomei Tzarfas, which is Toises, v'hu gam kein das Rabbeinu Moshe Zal. Who's Rabbeinu Moshe?
Rambam.
Mi Moshe ad Moshe. Today is Moshe Rabbeinu's Yotzeit.
Oh, really?
Zayin Adon. Says the Rabbi Yonah in conclusion, Mio, im yiretzel ispalel oiso, b'toiras nedovo. If you would like to daven, I happen to maintain you're not mechuyev to do the extra tashlumin, but if you so desire to do so, not out of obligation, because I maintain that there is no obligation. I go with the Rambam and with Chachomei Tzarfas.
But if you'd like to daven, the Toiras
Nedava, and this is a new principle that we haven't learnt yet. What's a Toiras Nedava? Exactly, can be makar of korban nedava, and nedava is a donation, voluntary basis. So too, you can do the same with a tefillas nedava. Now, how does a tefillas nedava work? If I've daven shachris, can I just do another Shemone Esrei again? The answer is, I can do a tefillas nedava, but I have to be machadesh something. I have to add something new to the davening. We'll learn this later on. That's what he says in conclusion. If you would like to daven b'toyras nedava, you can do that. V'shiyichadesh bohem shum dava. If you are mechadesh in them some matter, then horoshus b'yadoi. Then he has the permission to do so, and not just that, v'nochein lases kein, and it's indeed the correct thing to do.
At the end?
Sounds like it. That means, he says, I've got the Rambam, Rabboni Tzarfas, and my own personal Rebbe, who all say, no such thing as catch up later, not like these Yesh Oimrim. If you particularly want, what you could do is, daven as a tefillas nedava. Why would you want to do that in order to satisfy the opinion of the Yesh Oimrim? You mustn't forget, mechadesh dava. Because at the end of the day, it might just merely be a tefillas nedava, no tashlumin at all. Because that's the majority opinion, that tashlumin doesn't work. Now, if we look, how does this translate halacha lemaisa? So we put on the sheets number 4 and number 5. Number 4 is hilchas shachris, and number 5 is hilchas mincha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, okay, no chiddush. Horishoyna would be arvis, vashniya letashlumin. So far, no chiddush. Ta'ovelo yispalel arvis, if you do not daven mariv, mispalel shachris shtayim. Again, horishoyna shachris, because that's the tefillah bizmano, v'habeis l'tashlumin. And the second tefillah will be the tashlumin for the mariv that you missed out last night. When exactly? La'achar she'oimer yoitzer v'yudches brachas. What does yoitzer mean? The brachas of Kriyat Shema Yotzer Erev Ayin Choshech, followed by Yudches brachas, which is Shemoneh Esra. Then Yoimar Ashrei, v'achar kach yispalel Yudches, you should daven Shemoneh Esra again, l'tashlumi arvis. Right.
Through the Kaddish, listen to the Skatvel, and then...
What would be the alternative? Just to do what? Asher without Tavolatzin?
It just says Asher, so I don't know. But it says Yotzer and includes its other things.
So yeah, yeah. Pashas, it means Asher in everything. We'll see in the Mishra Berurah in a second. V'chein kishemispalel arvis shtayim. If you're davening two marivs, why? Mishum shalo yispalel mincha, because for some reason he didn't do mincha. And Yoimar Ashrei Bein Tfila Letfila. Yep. You did not do Mincha. So you've got to do Ashrei in between the two. So let's have a look. I'm just going to bring a Mishra Berurah moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'll bring another.
Okay. Did you know that about Ashrei? You have to stick an Ashrei in there?
No, I thought you step in and step out and step back in.
Literally?
Yeah. It's almost unreal.
So this is to be found in Chelek Aleph. In Siman Kuf Ches, which is Hilchos Tashlumin. Kuf Ches Sif Res. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Yud. A number of important chidushim.
Kuf Ches?
Yep. You're on Kuf Chof. We can see quite a little bit. We can see Sif Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. Go back to Sif Aleph first if you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you. Have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you? He starts off. To'o oinenas v'lo yispal al shachris. To'o oinenas, that's obviously a quote from the Rambam. Either he made a mistake or he has unforeseen circumstance. He didn't dam shachas mispalal mincha shtaim horishena mincha hashmiya tashlum. Ve'im hipeich. What does it mean hipeich? If he switched the order and he first did the tashlum, then I'm sorry to say loy yotza yidei tefillah shi tashlum. Will not be yotza tashlum. Why, as we said last time, tashlum has to be second, not first. But Sarich Lach Zeirolis Palalois is going to have to go again and daven it. V'chein hadin, so too is the halacha b'chol mokin. Wherever should Sarich Lispalel Tfilah Tashlumin, it's not just in the example of he gave Shachris and Mincha, the same would be Mincha Mariv, Mariv Shachris. The Tashlumin always has to be second, and if you put the Tashlumin first, it does not count. Zot the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Aleph, To'o. What does the Shulchan Aruch mean? Kavanosa, his intention is la'afuke hezid, as opposed to b'mezid. That's why the Shulchan Aruch stresses to'o inenas, and he says kudla come on b'sivzayin. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch sivzayin, Shulchan Aruch spells this out. Hezid, if you deliberately v'lo yispalal tefillah achas, and I'm sorry to tell you, ein lo tashlum afilu tefillas asmuchalon. That's it. There's no tashlum. Now, important halacha, we're not going to learn all the Mishnah Berurah, it'll take us too long. But have a look. Very, very interesting. It's gotten dalet. Very, very interesting halacha. Mincha. You did not daven shachris. What do you do? You do two minchas. Now, what happens if you happen to be the chazan for mincha? So if you're the chazan for mincha, not having daven shachris, you're anyway davening two shmoneh esras. So will the second one count as your tashlumin? Says Mishnah Berurah, yes it does. A tremendous chiddush. Or kashu shliach tzibur, when you're the shliach tzibur, when? Mincha time. Yoytze yedei hashlama. Yoytze yo hashlama bameh shemachzir hatfila, that which you go over the davening, b'koil ram. In a loud voice. Tremendous chiddush.
Is there a reason it's teaching me that by mincha not shachris?
This is the only example that the Shulchan Aruch gives.
So we've got Mashmir by Shachris in the workplace.
Also, yeah. V'yechavein bo, you just have to have kavana b'shvil atzmoy letashlumin. You have to have two kavanas. Normally, why do we ever have chazaras hashatz? At least in the times of Chazal. In order to be moitzi, those who don't know how to daven, those who's not a baki. In this particular case, you're going to have a double kavana. What's a double kavana? Number one, to be moitzi all those who can't daven, and number two, for tashlumin. That's what he says. V'chavim bo b'shul atzmoi. He should first have a kavana for his own self, for tashlumin. V'gam, and also, lohoitzi bo, to be moitzi with this davening, like always in chazaras hashatz, mishe in a baki. Now have a look at the Shabura Scotland test. We mentioned this last time. What would be, we discussed this in Moshe Zelig on Sunday, when the thousands were assembled here. What would be if you missed out Shachris? So you got to do two minchas. Fine. Now, you're not allowed to reverse the Seder. So when you do mincha, you first got to do mincha, and then you do tashlumin of Shachris. And if you reverse the order, if the tashlumin was first, it's no good. So what happens if you didn't reverse the order? You did everything exactly as you're supposed to do, i.e., you first did tefillas mincha, and then you done Shachris. Problem is, you messed up your mincha. What does it mean you messed up? You forgot to say Masha Baruch. So you're going to have to repeat the Shemoneh Esra. Ah, if you're going to have to repeat the Shemoneh Esra, so maybe we can say that your first Shemoneh Esra, therefore, didn't count. Because you missed that Masha Baruch. And if it didn't count, so it turns out that the Tashlumin wasn't second anymore. It really, it was first. Because it didn't come after a Shemoneh Esra, because that first Shemoneh Esra never existed. In which case, he's going to have to have two more tefillahs. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Big Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, im hispalel hashniyo letashlumin. But if he daven the second one for tashlumin, varishayna l'shem choyva, and the rishayna for a choyva, fine, great, that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. But v'to'o b'shol choyva, but you made a mistake in the Shemoneh Esra of the choyva. V'loy omar bo talumotor, and he never said the same talumotor, but often in a manner that tzorich lachzoir. You've got to now go back. V'loy nizkar zen, he didn't remember ad achar tfilo shnio. So you missed out the same talumotor, you sailed merrily onwards, you did your tashlomin, and then you suddenly realize, I messed up the first Shemoneh Esra. Says Mishnah Berurah, tremendous chiddush. Afilu hachi, nonetheless, hashniya also l'tashlumin. The second one is valid for tashlumin. Uvispala lachar kach b'shem choyva, and afterwards he's going to have to do the choyva all again, which he messed up.
You do have to do two.
No, just one, just the choyva. The tashlumin was fine.
But the tashlumin ultimately is the first one.
No.
Well, the first one was batel.
You cannot have the tashlumin being first. The tashlumin always has to be second. Here the chiddush is, my first one esra was not batel. You davened. Because you made a mistake, you have to daven again. But at the end of the day, the tashlumin followed on from a tefillah. It's not like I didn't daven. I did daven, I made a mistake.
But it's before the chol b'shmoneh esra.
No.
It's the sandwich between two Shemoneh Esrei.
Forget the other Shemoneh Esrei. I davened my choiva and then I davened tashlumin. So at the end of the day, the tashlumin came second. It happens to be that the choiva had a mistake in it, so I'm going to have to do it again. So what? I don't mind the tashlumin being before a choiva. The main thing is it's got to be after a choiva, and it is. Now, you might have said, that's not considered after a choiva because the choiva became annulled. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah Berurah. It didn't become annulled. It is still very much in existence, but you've got a daven again. Okay, now let's move on to Sif Beis. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Yud Aleph. We said that when do you do, you missed out Shachris, you do two minchas. But when exactly do you do your mincha? Immediately after your Shachris. You missed out Shachris, you got to do two minchas. You daven your mincha, the choyva first, and then the tashlum. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Aleph. Right, Saloima. Do you know what that means afterwards? It means immediately afterwards. Shaloi yafsik bein lechatchila beinehem lechatchila do not make any hefsik b'shum dava v'afilu belimud asur, even Talmud Torah is asur. It's got to be literally back to back. Besides for this ashrei which we're putting in between, but nothing else. Why? Ki tfilas hashlama tzricha liyos has to be ba'oid as long as she'oisik b'tfila hachiyuvis. It's got to be whilst I'm oisik. What do you mean I'm oisik? While I'm actively involved in a mandatory tfila, which I just did. But if I go and now move on to something else and I start learning hilchas, whatever it may be, then I'm no longer oisik b'tfila.
Do you participate with the Shliach Tzibur in Chazaras HaShatz?
So 1 second. Umikol Mokim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Nir Eli would appear to me, the Chazaras HaShatz, that was your question, Reb Nachum, Shel Tfilach Yuvis, Muta Lishmoya Koidem, that you are allowed to listen. So what will you do? You'll daven your Shmoneh Esrei.
You listen to
the Chazan's whole Chazaras HaShatz for Mincha. And then you could do 1 second, but you finished your Shmoneh Esrei 10 minutes ago. No. Dezeh Mikri Adayin. This is called that you're still Isak B'tfil. That's called your Isak B'tfil. Okay, so what exactly do you do now? Again, you've missed out Shachris. You davened your mincha. You're telling me, 1 second, you're allowed to listen to the whole of Chazaras HaShatz. Why? Because Chazaras HaShatz is not considered that you're involving yourself now in something else. That's considered very much, you're still actively involved in
mincha.
Okay, so you listen to the entire Chazaras HaShatz. Then what do you do? 1 second. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he's talking about in the case where you didn't do Maariv, so I'm doing 2 shachrisim. So I listen to Chazaras HaShatz. So Shulchan Aruch says you do Yotzer, because Krishma and Shmoneh Esrei says Mishnah Berurah in your base, right Saloma. What that means is Im Hatachanun. So you're daven your Shachris Shmoneh Esrei. Remember, you've missed that Maariv, you're daven your Shachris. You listen to Chazaras HaShatz. You'll also do Tachanun, Shema Achazed, De'ein Lahafzik, Bein Hashmoneh Esrei L'Tachanun. You're never allowed to be Mafzik. People don't know this halacha, by the way. It's a furish Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Once you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you're not supposed to speak at all until you finish Tachanun. Obviously, you're not supposed to speak during Chazaras HaShatz, even without.
After the Kaddish. After the Kaddish.
So then we said, but Yoimar Ashrei, why? Kedei la'amoid gam b'tfilas ha'tashlomim teich divrei tanchumim shol teira. That's how we always do Ashrei. So now you asked, what about Uvol Atzion, Reb Nachman? He says also, Yoimreno achshav, you should say now, v'lo yoimar achakach. So too, he says, v'ayim ba'achroinim, if you look in the later commentaries, they all agree. But the same would be true, mispalal mincha shtayim, if you missed out shachris, and you're davening 2 minchas, bishvil hashloma, yimagam kein oid pam ashrei kodem tfila hashniya. For kol zeh rak lechatchila, but the main thing is you just need a little hafsaka. So too, he says in Yudalad, ma'ariv would be the same. You missed out mincha. You're davening 2 Maariv, so all you do, what you've got to do between the 2 Shmoneh Esreis? Ashrei. So it brings a discussion about this. Okay, so we've seen now a number of very, very, very important halachas. And that is, first, this Ashrei halacha. Secondly, if you're a Shliach Tzibur of Nachum, you can be Yotz your Tashlumin with your Chazaras HaShatz. If you're not the Shliach Tzibur, then you may listen to Chazaras HaShatz and then say Tachanun, and then say Ashrei, and then do your Shmoneh Esrei. Even with Mincha, so too with Maariv as well. Now, if you look at Steve Gimel, Hod Mashlim HaTfila Shehifsid Dafka Bizman Tfila. That's only whilst you're davening, like we said before. You can't have a freestanding Tashlumin.
All on arichas, but we just wanted to see Siv Dalet, because that was a discussion that we just had before. Ein tashlumin elo letfila hasmucha bilvad. Who's he paskening like?
Rambam,
Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yoina, Rabbonei Tzarfas. That was the opinion of most Rishonim, not like the Ravid. And he explains, Shem Tov v'lo yispal al shachris v'lo mincha. That's it, kiss goodbye to shachris. And you can do mispal al arav v'shtayim, that's true, achreino le tashlumin mincha, avo shachris eino tashlumin. Chem b'shar tfilis. Okay, so we clearly see in the Shulchan Aruch, and I guess this is not really a big surprise to us, because after all, that was the majority opinion. So what we're going to see next time in Mitzvah Hashem, we should really learn the Shulchan Aruch, because so much of what we've already seen in the Sugya Baruch Hashem. Next time, bring your Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph, we will learn Siv Dalet, Hei, Vov, and Zayin with the Mishnah Berurah. We're also going to see at the end the other Sifim. Test, that's about Erev Shabbos. Yud is on Shabbos. Yud Aleph is at Matzah Shabbos. Mitzvah Hashem will learn all these halachos because they're so practical. It's mamish day to day. Okay, so that's what we'll start off with next time. Not Sif Test yet, because that we haven't really learned the Rishonim yet. So, Sif Dalad, Hey, Vav, and Zayin. We're going to learn the Mitzvah Hashem next time. Dalad, Hey, Vav, Zayin. Four Sifim with the Mishnah Berurah. Then, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we should be, that wouldn't take, not going to take us too long. We're going to learn this long tesis, which is based on the riff. We put the riff on the sheets, I think, which is basically quoted almost verbatim by tesis, and there's a lot to see. Now, we put the Shulchan Aruch on the paper as well, but it's, so you test, you do it, you'd have it's better to see it inside Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah.